Welcome to the M2I Alternative Investments Chat, where we demystify the world of alternative investments and financing for entrepreneurs and investors alike. With these discussions, we hope you're more empowered to unlock opportunities in your business or portfolio. Hello, and welcome to another episode of M2I Alternative Investments Chat. My name is Erin. I'm your host, and this is my co-host, Erica. It's my understanding that this podcast will be dropping on Christmas Eve. So for those of you who are participating in holiday festivities, whether that be Christmas or something else, wishing you a very happy holiday season. And we hope all of you are cuddled up with your families, maybe by a fireplace if you're in a place where it's cold enough for that. Hot cocoa.
With marshmallows.
Exactly. We hope
mine will have adult things in it.
Yes. Yeah. If you're 21 plus and want to partake, you could put a little.
I mean, a candy cane.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Get your mind out of the gutter, Erin.
Over there, Erin.
Bad influence. Anyways, happy holidays. Today we are not talking about the holidays, but we are talking about socially responsible investing, or SRI. Erica, can you talk a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, the definition of SRI, or socially responsible investing, is an investment strategy that seeks to generate financial returns while also aligning with ethical, environmental, and social values. This concept stems from conscious capitalism, which was created by John Mackey. He's the co-founder and CEO of Whole Foods, my personal favorite. And Raj Shisada, he's a marketing professor at Babson College. So these two guys, they created conscious capitalism. And that is a socially responsible economic and political philosophy. Proponents believe that businesses should operate ethically by serving the interests of all stakeholders, not just the corporate management of the shareholders. So everybody gets it.
That's right. There's actually four guiding principles behind conscious capitalism, and those are higher purpose, stakeholder orientation, conscious leadership, and conscious culture. You mentioned Whole Foods, but Amazon, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and Southwest Airlines are a handful of companies that embrace the principles of conscious capitalism.
First of all, love all of the above. definitely support all of them, probably more than I should, but that's fine. So with SRI, investors choose to disqualify investments based on ethical values. SRI aims to invest in companies or projects that have positive impact on society and the environment, and to avoid those that contribute negatively. I think that's really cool. Like, you know, you want to do something good, you want to invest in somebody good with you.
Right.
So unlike traditional investments that primarily focus on financial profits, which all of them kind of do.
Sure.
But SRI aims to address social issues and create more meaningful change while still providing that financial returns to their investors.
Yeah, that sounds like the best of both worlds. We've talked a little bit about ESG criteria on our pod before.
Yes.
But we can dive into that a little bit deeper here, as it's actually used. The ESG criteria is sometimes used to determine conscious capitalism investments, or SRI investments. So ESG, environmental social governance, that's what it stands for. And under the environmental, this would assess how a company manages environmental risks and opportunities, such as their carbon footprint, waste management, and the use of natural resources. Under the social, this examines a company's relationship with its employees, customers, suppliers, communities, including factors like labor practices, human rights, and community impact.
Those are good.
And the G, governance, evaluates how a company is governed, including issues related to board diversity, executive pay, transparency, and ethical business practices.
This is all sounding great, if you ask me. So I'm liking this so far.
Yeah. So we can, you know, you mentioned something about financial returns and how this can actually be, you know, a lucrative investment. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Absolutely. So social impact investing, it's a growing trend in finance. You're going to see a lot of this because we are trying to leave the planet better than we found it. I think that's kind of how millennials and the generations after that don't really matter because millennials are the best. We've talked about that in a previous podcast since you and I are both millennials. What's that?
I said, I'll let you have this.
You're one. In the group. Don't even act like you're not.
Got one foot in, one foot out.
Fair. Okay. You win on that one. So like I said, it's a growing trend in finance and it emphasizes generating measurable social and economical benefits alongside with those financial returns. This form of investing is transforming, completely transforming, how companies engage with sustainability and their broader societal responsibilities. Again, they want to look good in the eyes of their investors. So with SRI, there is a dual objective of achieving financial returns and then that positive social impact.
Right. And we know that those two things don't necessarily go hand in hand.
They definitely don't.
Just because an investment is an SRI investment, it doesn't mean that it will yield high returns. But of course, that's true of any investment. Just because you make an investment doesn't mean that you will have high returns.
True.
An investor still has to assess the financial outlook of the investment to see if it might be a good investment opportunity. But the great thing is that this could mean funding projects or organization that address issues like poverty, education, healthcare, and climate change. Maybe you are able to find an investment in an area that you're really passionate about.
I like that. So there is often a focus on measuring the impact of investment to ensure that it's delivering on its social and environmental goals. Mm-hmm. And this can involve setting specific targets and metrics, which we'll get into in just a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, but something I want to touch on is the benefits of SRI. Why would somebody want to do this? One of the benefits can be creating social change. The idea that government alone is responsible for making changes in our world around us is largely being reconsidered. I don't want to say rejected because I don't think we're fully there yet, but I think people understand or see the power that other institutions and other even businesses, right? We live in a capitalist society, can have on some of the changes that people want to see brought forth. Mm-hmm. More and more people and businesses are taking up social and environmental initiatives that could potentially make the world a better place for everybody.
You're absolutely, absolutely correct. So by being a social impact investor, you have a voice. Like you mentioned, it's just not from the government. Like we have the power to make some change if we all speak up. Mm-hmm. And you can attend shareholder meetings to do so. You can vote on resolutions and advocate for the causes that you care about. Mm-hmm. Use your voice.
Yeah.
Plus your investment choices can inspire others to do the same. If they're like, hey, you know what? That sounds really great. And she did it by just going to this meeting or, you know, just voicing your opinion. Like, I want to say the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're also putting your dollars into initiatives that can create that change. And again, because we live in America, which we have, is capitalism, money is a huge power that can help change the world. And we also know that SRI can help balance and diversify your portfolio, just like other alternative investments can do. SRI can be less volatile than other investments potentially. And this is because they are far less reactive to the market fluctuations than other kinds of investments like stocks. Mm-hmm. Again, it's what we've talked about on this podcast 1,000 times. Alternative investments are not always directly tied to the stock market, and therefore it can help hedge against that risk if there are market fluctuations.
Always good to just reinstate or, you know, yes. Restate that over and over again.
Yeah, in case you're joining us for the first time on Christmas Eve. By investing in social impact instruments or SRI, investors can maintain a diversified portfolio that not only reduces their risk, but also benefits sustainable businesses or other businesses that are trying to do some sort of social or ESG good.
I love that. It sounds like a nice win-win for everybody around.
Yeah.
So as an investor in SRIs, it can offer a sense of moral satisfaction. SRIs allow investors to put their money into companies or into those projects that align with their personal and organizational values. I really, again, think that that's really neat. You know, put your money where your mouth's at.
Right. Exactly.
You know, if you believe in something, do something. Mm-hmm. So investing in line with one's values can provide for personal satisfaction and peace of mind.
Sure.
So you're knowing that your capital is contributing to positive outcomes.
Yeah, absolutely. Social impact investing is gaining momentum, and so are its returns. So the possibility to make significant money or returns on this investment, the possibility is going up. Numerous studies had looked at the performance of impact investments and found that investing in sustainability has usually met and sometimes exceeded the performance of traditional investments.
So that's definitely exciting. So let's talk about some of these SRI opportunities. Mm-hmm. There's ethical mutual funds and ETFs, which are investment funds that apply SRI criteria to select their holdings, such as funds focused on clean energy and socially responsible companies. Mm-hmm. So according to Fund Tracker in Morningstar, by the end of 2021, there were 534 ETFs and mutual funds that purported to invest in companies screened for factors related to SRI principles, such as environmental and social impact. Mm. That's kind of a lot, 534.
Yeah, it's gaining momentum.
I love that. This is probably the most accessible form of the SRI currently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we like that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the, it's obviously not the only SRI opportunity, but it is the most accessible. But there are other opportunities such as community investing and sustainable real estate. Community investing involves directing capital into communities or projects that might be underserved by traditional financial markets, such as local development projects or microfinance institutions. And then sustainable real estate, this would involve investing in properties or real estate projects that adhere to environmentally friendly building practices and contribute positively to the community. But I want to dive in to how investors or advisors evaluate these investments. Like, how do you know it's a good opportunity?
Yeah. So many investors are eager to generate, again, they want to generate revenues, but also do good so that do well by doing good motto. Mm-hmm. So forecasting gains, however, is often difficult as nothing similar in this market exists mm-hmm. currently for evaluating these environmental rewards in dollar terms. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how much does a tree equal?
Right, sure.
You know, so key industry players have recognized these analytical shortcomings and have stepped up their quest to better understanding the impact measurable and the management. So they've created a new metric system called Impact Multiple of Money, IMM.
Yes, you know, I actually have heard of that. And the IMM consists of six steps, which we will dive into now and buckle up because it's a lot.
Seatbelt sign is on, folks.
Yep, seatbelt sign is on. Please return to your seats. So first step is to assess the relevance and scale. Investors should begin by considering and evaluating the relevance and scale of the product, service, or project. How many people will this service reach? And how deep will its impact be? Those are all questions to ask. A program's impact is not just about the number of people that it's touched, but also about the improvement that it has achieved. Number two, or step two, is to identify target social or environmental outcomes and determine whether existing research verifies that they are achievable and measurable. Fortunately, investors can draw on a huge array of social science reports to estimate a company's impact potential. It just requires some research. Your favorite thing. Step three is to estimate the economic value of those outcomes to society. Once you have identified target outcomes, or rather the company or investment opportunity that you are wanting to invest in has identified that. Social impact investors need to find an anchor study that robustly translate those outcomes into economic terms. Again, how many trees equals how many dollars?
Exactly. You can do a little research.
Exactly. Next step is to adjust for risks, which, you know, if it's not research, it's risks.
Pick one. We're
going to talk about both of them in every podcast. But just because an investment checks our satisfaction box on the social and environmental benefits doesn't mean that there is little to no risk. Yeah. You should use anchor studies as a guide. And the more that you have to assume, the more likelihood that there is greater risk.
Yeah. If there's lots of questions, means you might want to just hang back and see if maybe an anchor study comes up later.
Yeah.
Or maybe that project that you were thinking about investing becomes the anchor project.
Yeah, that's true. It could. And you know what they say about assumptions? I'll let y'all fill in the blanks, but you know, it's not ever really great to make assumptions.
Don't. That's what it says. Assumptions. Don't.
Yeah, assumptions. Don't do that. And then after that, you want to estimate the terminal value. In finance, terminal value estimates a business worth in dollars. And this is a new concept that it's not a new concept, but it's new to the social investing or the SRI world.
Okay.
For many projects, the social impact does not outlive the program. On the other hand, some can have longer term impact. Think about like solar panels.
Gotcha.
And then the final step is to calculate social return on every dollar spent. The final step in calculating an IMM differs for businesses and investors. Businesses can simply take the estimated value of a social or environmental benefit and divide it by the total investment.
Okay.
Investors, however, must take an extra step to account for their partial ownership in the companies that they are invested in. So, how do you even begin?
I know, after all that.
SRI, opportunities, where do you even start?
Yeah, so if you're interested in investing in an SRI, I think a good place to start would be to like define your personal goals and values. What is important to you? What's important to me may not be as important to you,
sure,
or vice versa. So identifying your priorities, what social, environmental, or ethical issues are most important. Again, we talked about that. So examples of SRI goals are renewable energy projects. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that earlier, that solar panels, there's wind and other renewable energy sources. I like when I was a kid driving out to California, see the big windmill turbines. And I'm always like, those are so cool. I didn't really ever think about that. There's probably people who invested in those back when.
Totally.
Another example would be affordable housing. So financing projects that provide housing for low-income families. Mm-hmm. There's education financing, supporting loans and grants for students in need.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can afford to go to college. So how can you assist?
Yeah.
Sustainable agriculture is another one, coming from an agricultural state of New Mexico. I like this one a lot. Also just like, you know, the things that come from agricultural. So investing in farms and agricultural practices that promote sustainability and food security.
Yeah, absolutely. Another set of goals that you would want to consider are your financial goals. Clarify your investment objectives, such as, are you wanting growth, income, capital preservation, and how do those things align with your values? Are you planning for retirement? These are all things that you should consider, not just if you are wanting to get started in SRI, but if you're wanting to get started investing in general.
Exactly. And, you know, we always suggest to educate yourself. There's a litany of articles and information available at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't believe everything you read on the internet, but, you know, we do have...
Don't assume. Everything you read on the internet is true.
We want to make sure that, you know, there are advisors. Get yourself a wealth advisor and let them know what is important to you. You want to understand the core concepts of SRI, including ESG factors, so that it can, and you can come up with various strategies moving forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, you touched on this, but we always suggest to seek professional help, whether that be legal counsel or speaking with an advisor. If you prefer a DIY approach, there are more opportunities that are becoming available, such as online investment platforms or robo-advisors that offer SRI options.
Mm-hmm.
Platforms like Betterment, Wealthsimple, and Morguard are able to provide some SRI investment choices. So if you want to go, if you want to go your own way, Fleetwood Mac, you can utilize some of these platforms, or at least look into them.
Okay, cool. And then you want to make sure, you know, evaluate the investment opportunities that are actually available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, some of these might require you to be accredited, but just look into it, mm-hmm. and then review those ESG criteria. Ensure that the investment opportunity you're considering meets your ESG criteria.
Right.
Those could be different things. So look for your detailed reports and ratings from agencies like MSCI on ESG investigation, or it's a rating system.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, so like Morningstar, will put those out. So just look into those.
Yeah.
And then you want to make sure you have that access impact. So for impact investing, evaluate how well the investment delivers on its promised social or economical outcomes. You might say, we're going to plant 50 trees. And if you go over and you're like, well, there's only five. So whatever happened to the other 45?
Sure.
You know, make sure they're doing what they're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely look into that. Follow through. Now, after all of that, the only thing that's left to do is invest after you found an opportunity that you are excited about. So what is in store for the future of socially responsible investing?
Again, that increase of interest is definitely growing.
Yeah.
It's expanding into the realm of the financial world. Like starting to become the norm as opposed to the little guy on the outside. Yeah. The results of a 2021 survey by an investment firm from Natixis showed that the millennial Americans, now in their late 20s through their early 40s, are twice as likely as a general investor to actually focus on socially responsible investing. Mm-hmm. Again, we want to leave this planet slightly better than the way we found it.
Yeah, it's becoming more legitimized and more popular. You know, obviously we're talking about it in this podcast, but it's being talked about all over the place.
Oh, yes.
Not the only people that are talking about it.
Nope.
So that kind of brings us to the end of our podcast here. I do want to touch on some of the key takeaways from today's episode. It's sounding like the future is bright for SRI. I can only imagine, you know, if we're still cranking this podcast out in a year, like what, new developments we'll be covering then. But at the moment, it's becoming more and more popular, and it's a great way to make an impact while also potentially generating higher returns for yourself on your investment. SRI can make investors feel more passionate about investing because if they know that their money is making a difference or they're able to invest in something that they really care about, of course, that'll make you more excited to invest, which overall is a really positive thing.
I like that. And if you'd like to hear more about our socially responsible investing, we encourage you to, you know, explore those opportunities. Any way you'd like, do a little Google, get an advisor. The more you know, the better you're off, and just absolutely. To diversify your portfolio.
Knowledge is power. Somebody said that once.
It was you?
Quote Erica. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of M2I Alternative Investments Chat. Don't forget to like and subscribe and leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. And for those who are celebrating, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year.
See you next time, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more insight on our next episode. And don't forget to subscribe to continue the journey with M2I. See you next time.
Content provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as professional financial or investment advice. This podcast should not be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy any securities. We strongly recommend that you seek advice from a qualified professional before making any financial decisions.